Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hyatt Regency Savannah for Georgia Economic Developers Association 2022 conference. It's time for Association Leadership Radio, brought to you by the Georgia Center for Employee Ownership. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, day two at the Georgia Economic Developers Association. So excited to be talking to my first guest this morning, Mike Fisher with WGI. Welcome.
Thank you, Lee. Good morning. It's nice to be here and join you folks this morning.
Well, I'm so excited to learn what you're up to. Tell us a little bit about WGI. How are you serving folks?
We are a planning, design, and engineering company based out of West Palm Beach, Florida, with about 20 offices located throughout the country. And we do work with land development, which, as you know, is a very important part of the economic development aspects of the state's efforts to bring in more people and bring in more business.
So do you have a niche that you serve, or you're kind of they come to you with anything and you're ready to help?
Yeah, we don't have a particular niche. We work across all aspects of development in residential, commercial, industrial, and institutional. But we do more than just the land development work. We also do transportation planning, transportation engineering, urban and community planning. We also do work on roads and bridges engineering, as well as landscape architecture. And I myself do environmental work, so we have a very broad capability within the company.
So you're working closely with municipalities as well as businesses?
We do work with municipalities, counties, states. We do a lot of work with private entities as well, especially in the land development side. But yes, our customer base is both private and public sector.
Now, what are you looking to get out of this event?
Just to make connections with people. I came more to network, to hear some of the presentations on what's happening in the future. But I also came to meet some of the folks that are in the economic development community in Georgia, especially at the community levels, because those are the folks that really have the information, they have the knowledge, and they have the ability to tell you what's going on in their communities and what the plans are for the communities. One of the questions I've been asking is, how are you dealing with growth and the challenges that it mm-hmm. brings to a lot of the folks here? And they're giving me exceptional feedback.
Now, is there a typical problem that your client's coming to you for solving? Or, like, what's your usual point of entry with a new client?
It depends on the client itself, and in particular with development, where I do a lot of work. The problems usually entail entitlements, planning and zoning issues, trying to get the governments to give them the permissions that they need and the permits that they need to build the projects that they want to build on the properties. And the one thing that we're capable of doing is we are actually able to package up our services to an extent that we can pretty much work from pre-acquisition mm-hmm. of property right through to occupancy.
So is there a project that you've worked on that you're most interesting, or something that comes to mind, memorable maybe?
There's so many projects because I've been doing this for more than 30 years, but my passion really is for, like, rehabilitation and renovation. So that kind of lends itself in my field of environmental services to things like brownfields and contaminated properties. There's a whole slew of available sites where you have issues and contamination that might make them less attractive to development for people. But there are ways to rehabilitate the property, to clean them up, and make them viable again for people to reutilize and repurpose.
So I would imagine there's a lot of opportunity in that space. There must be a lot of places that fit that bill that you're able to help kind of rehabilitate and make available for use?
Oh, all the way from urban to rural. There are sites that are contaminated, used, abandoned. And for me in particular, that's my sweet spot.
And that's very rewarding work because you're taking something that isn't useful and then making it available again.
That's a great perspective on it. Yes, it is. It's totally useful to the community, especially in their downtown sectors, especially right. in their urban cores, where properties are maybe no longer of value to some of the folks. And it tends to degrade and bring down the level of the community interest.
Right. It could revitalize an area.
Perfect word, revitalization.
Now, are you seeing kind of trends in that area that more and more communities are looking to revitalize areas that maybe are you know, kind of going through a tough time?
Well, just like any other, you know, property that's of some interest and some value in occupied areas, and especially in downtowns and in urban cores, there's a lot of available property that people want to build on. They want to bring back the people to the downtown areas, mm-hmm. and make them vibrant again. And so it doesn't matter where the property is. There's always some need in some community somewhere for cleanup. And it could be as simple as something as a gas station site, or it could be as large as some industrial complex.
Now, when you're working with these folks and you're helping them, I'm sure there's a lot of things that you know maybe at a glance, I don't want to simplify it too much, but that they are totally unaware of, because that's not what they do every day. Is that kind of where you can make a really big impact? Like, you can quickly assess something that maybe they weren't aware of?
Yeah, especially when it comes to sites that are previously occupied and abandoned for commercial and industrial use. They may not be aware of what the latent dangers are on the property, you know, what they might be facing in terms of leftover impact on
right.
the site that may impact on their costs and schedule for construction and development.
And this very complex projects, I would imagine, so you need the trusted partners in order to help make this a successful venture.
Right. There has to be a give and a take on both sides. I have to understand that, you know, we're working to help benefit their efforts and their goals of redeveloping or developing a site. And we have to know that they believe and trust the information that we're giving back to them.
Now the show's, you know, I guess we're at the almost midway point of the show here. Is there something you're looking to accomplish? Like, have you gotten the education that you're looking for? Are you looking forward to any speakers? Are you looking to, you know, kind of network with some different folks that you haven't done yet?
I've done a lot of networking in the half day that I was here.
Got
a lot done, and hoping to pick up some more today. But I'm not just coming to this event. I'm attending a lot of the GEDA events,
okay.
and the luncheons and whatnot, and meeting a lot of people. I belonged to the group a couple of years ago, pre-COVID. Fell out of it during the COVID period,
sure.
2-year period, and came back in again earlier this year. When the company was working for, and I'm now working for, asked what particular organization would you like to be a part of in that state. And it was immediately apparent to me that
this was a no-brainer, right? This was
exactly, you know, this is where you get that level of information and knowledge. And you know, you may not necessarily meet the clients directly when you come to these groups, but you're going to meet the people that connect you to those
right.
clients.
Yeah, this is one of those groups where you're looking forward to it. It's not like, oh, I got to go there again.
Yeah. Well, that's a perfect, you know, perfect point, is that you're looking forward. And when you're looking at it from a standpoint of economic development and from a point of projection, GEDA probably will get you there quicker than you will with any other group, I think, that you can join and attend.
So if somebody wants to learn more about WGI, have a more substantive conversation with you or somebody on the team, what is the website? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Our website is WGINC, that's WGINC.com. And if they need to get a hold of me, I can be reached at mike.fisher, that's F-I-S-H-E-R, at WGINC.com. Or they can call me on my cell phone. It's 561-289-1070. That's a phone I've had for 25-plus years, and some of my clients from 20 years ago are still calling.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much, Lee. I appreciate this opportunity. It was great.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at the Georgia Economic Developers Association.